Kalim chapter 13, Mishnah 2, calligraphon, a baker's shovel, which he says had two ends. It had a flat end for removing the ashes, and on the other end it had like a spark, and he would use that if any bread or meat dropped into the fire, he would like spark it out with a spark end. So it's got two ends over there. Shenitla kappa, so if the flat end was removed from it, tmeh, it's still susceptible to impurity, mipnei shina, because of the sparked end. Right, it was still functional because of the other end. Nitla shina, if the sparked end fell off, tmeh mipnei kappa, then it would still be susceptible to impurity because of the shovel, you know, the shovel end for removing the ashes. And all of these things we're going to see now are similar kind of cases where you've got two ends, and if one end fell off, it's still you know, susceptible to impurity, it's still usable because of the other end. So the next case is a michel, is a mascara stick. So this had a thin end for putting makeup onto the eye, and then it had a thicker end for cleaning the ear on the other side. So shenitala kaf, if the thick end falls off that was used for cleaning the ear, tamam mibna hazachar, it's still susceptible to impurity because of the thin end. And nitala zachar, if the thin end fell off, tamam mibna hakaf, it's still susceptible to impurity because of the thick end. Machtev, a stylus, which he brought over here, was a pen kind of device, but it had a sharp end for writing, and on the other end, it had like flat kind of end that was used for erasing. So it had like an eraser on the one side, and a thick writing end on the other side. So shenital akosev, if the writing end was taken off, tamet, it's still susceptible to impurity, mibnei ha-moichek, because of the erasing end, and nital ha-moichek, and if the erasing end was removed, tamet, mibnei ha-kosev. Still susceptible because of the writing end. Zomilistra, a soup ladle. So he brings over here that it had one end which was like a spoon-like end, and that was used for getting, let's say, floating pieces out of the soup, etc. And on the other end, it had a fork. So it's like a combined spoon-fork kind of thing. Shenitla kaf, if the spoon end fell off, tma mipnei hamazlag, it was still susceptible because of the fork end. Nitla mazlag, if the fork end fell off, tma, still susceptible to impurity, mipnei kappa, because of the spoon end. The chain hashen shel madar, and also the spark of a spade. So this kind of spake had a spark end for breaking up tough clods, and the other end was just a regular blade for digging. So again, two ends, and if either end of fell off, it's still susceptible to impurity because of the other end. Shio kulan, and the minimum size in all of these cases is kedai lasos melachtan, that it has to be enough that it's still usable. If it breaks, but like so small that you can't use it anymore for its intended purpose, so then it's no longer going to be susceptible to impurity.